And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, Minneapolis Public Schools has decided capitalism is a pillar of white supremacy, at least according to curriculum documents in their required Hmong Studies course. Students in the Power Struggle and Resistance Unit are taught that capitalism and Western culture equal genocide, colonialism, and white supremacy structures. Because, you know, it's quality education to require teenagers to accept Marx's worldview before they can graduate. Well, Harvard's demonstrating similar intellectual breadth as its Race, Gender, and the Law through the Archive course, which covers black women's political activism by highlighting Michelle Obama, Stacey Abrams, and Kamala Harris, while completely omitting conservative figures like Condoleezza Rice, Mia Love, and Mildred Jefferson. The syllabus focuses on, quote, reproductive rights, non-binary people, and black feminism, apparently the full scope of black women's political contributions, provided you ignore anyone who doesn't vote Democrats. California Governor Gavin Newsom just signed legislation creating a Bureau for Descendants of American Slavery after a reparations task force concluded there literally isn't enough money on earth to satisfy demands, with some activists requesting up to $200 million per person. Instead of actual reparations, the new bureau will collect personal, genealogical, and genetic data on black Californians and store it in government databases. The U.S. Virgin Islands is allowing residents to change gender markers on government IDs after a governor's legislative push stalled. His executive order now directs agencies to amend gender designations upon request, ensuring identification that accurately reflects their identity. Now, some genuinely encouraging news. The Global Methodist Church has surpassed 6,000 congregations worldwide, less than 3 years after launching as a biblically faithful alternative to the United Methodist Church. The denomination formed when conservative clergy and laypeople decided they were done waiting for the UMC to resolve its decades-long division over Scripture's authority and sexual ethics. Australia's gambling crisis has reached catastrophic levels, with the Australian Christian Lobby reporting Australians lose more per capita than any nation, $21 billion in 2024 alone. ACA's Michelle Peirce calls it a tax on the poor by stealth. And despite overwhelming public support for reform, government action remains stalled because states are addicted to gambling revenue. The Pentagon has blasted Netflix's new series Boots about a gay Marine, calling it, quote, woke garbage. The press secretary's statement was pretty blunt, saying, quote, under President Trump and Secretary Hegseth, the U.S. military is getting back to restoring the warrior ethos. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.